tomorrow night, I really think we should get there for 5 o'clock at the latest.
But the fireworks don't start until 9:30.
I know, but I want to get there as soon as possible so that we...
Apartment was rented to one man, Alan Brown. The local police are canvassing, but it looks pretty classic. Kept to himself, neighbors don't know much about him.
He was killed in the blast?
Yeah. 4 people were taken to the hospital with cuts and bruises. 1 person has a concussion. Could have been a lot worse, I guess, although we don't really know what he was doing.
First thing we need to figure out is, was this a meth lab accident or bomb making?
Well, he wasn't careful, whatever it was. What you got?
Hydrogen peroxide.
I don't see any pseudoephedrine. I'd say it looks more like explosives than meth.
This is from a beauty supply store. Let's get a picture of Brown and canvas the local beauty supply businesses.
Receipts. Looks like he'll be making a few stops with this shopping list. I'm Special Agent Williams. This is Special Agent Barber with the FBI. We're investigating the explosion that happened at the Belvedere Apartments last night. We'd like to ask you a few questions. Do you recognize the man in this photo?
Wait a minute. Was he a terrorist or something? You know, I knew something wasn't right about this guy.
We're not sure what he was just yet.
What wasn't right?
Well, for one, I never seen him before. And I know most people in this business from this area, you know.
And what was he looking to buy?
Oh, he wanted hair developer, and he asked for the highest volume.
Hair developer, that's a high concentration of hydrogen peroxide?
Yep. Volume is beauty salon talk. The higher the volume in hair developer, the more the peroxide.
Did he want anything else?
Oh, yeah, he also wanted a lot of acetone, you know, nail polish remover. And then that's when I started thinking, something must be up with this guy. So I started asking him simple questions like, what shop did he work at, or where did he get his training? I thought, this guy must do a whole lot of dye jobs to need that much peroxide.